The America that we are living in right now is not a free America. We don't need privilege in government. We need a basic fundamental guarantee of individual personal liberty. Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Donovan, your host of the Not Free America Radio podcast. It is Friday, June 12th, and I'm here with you today looking at the American landscape in the wake of COVID-19 and the murder of George Floyd at the hands of police officers, which then led to, obviously, civil unrest in our streets and what is now a very tense time for America. Jumping right in, let's talk about what's going on in Seattle. Now, Seattle, there is a 6-square-block community in Seattle that has been called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ. And in that zone is the East Police Precinct in Seattle. Protesters have overtaken that precinct, ejecting the police. They have taken it over. They've taken over those blocks. They have installed borders and barriers. They check people when they come in and when they leave. And they have literally declared themselves an autonomous zone within the United States of America. Now, it's interesting because the governor of Washington and the mayor have really tried to take a measured tone here. The president has been, of course, tweeting that we should send the military in, that he's going to send the army in, and that, you know, it's going to be total domination and all the stuff that the president says, which obviously is illegal. I mean, even if you think that that's a good idea, like if you think that's a great idea and it would sound all great and MAGA to go and, like, you know, kill a bunch of protesters, even if you somehow got in your head that that was a good idea, it's still not constitutional, right? So even if you think something, you have to respect the Constitution. You can't do that, right? People have a right to gather. Now, here's the thing. Do they have a right to take over police stations? No. We're talking about civil unrest. We're talking about something completely different. But folks, at some point, one has to look at this from another direction, if for no other reason than we're forced to because we're living through it. It's easy enough to say that the people who are doing these things at the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, for example, are terrorists. In fact, that's exactly what the president of the United States said. They're terrorists and the United States needs to do something about them. He even said that if the state of Washington refused to do it, he'd do it himself. And so here we are. Will the president of the United States send military troops into Seattle to take back the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? And what would a fight like that look like? How many people might die? And what kind of law violations would the president have to commit to bring the military into a city and slaughter American citizens? At the same time, when you look at the behavior of these protesters, clearly one cannot accept it. One cannot accept the idea that people can just take over a city and secede from the country and eject police from police precincts. No one thinks that's okay. But you have to understand the context in which it's happening. The fall of Precinct 3 in Minneapolis, for example, will be something that our country remembers, because it was at a moment of great struggle between the people and a police state, and the police state buckled. And understand that when I say police state, I'm talking about police unions and the corrupt and corrupting influence they have in law enforcement. I'm talking about the fact that we do not have the ability to hold police officers accountable because they have rigged the system so that they get immunity, so that you can't sue them. They don't get charged. They don't get prosecuted typically. And so what you saw in Minneapolis with the fall of Precinct 3 was the people finally rising up, and the police against the people lost. And now in Seattle, the people moved against the East Precinct, and the East Precinct fell. How many more police departments, precincts across this country will fall before we realize that even if we don't agree with the protesters, and even if we don't agree with what they are doing, and how could we? It's criminal. In some ways, it's even terroristic. How could we agree with it? But just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean you don't understand where it's coming from and understand what you have to do to mitigate the risk. Because here's the deal, and this is just a fact. There's no coming back from this, right? There's no backing this up. There's no tempering this down. That's obvious. If that were going to be happening, it would have already happened. We're going to have to deal with this as a country. And so we have a choice. We can deal with it in community, working with one another to figure out how to support everyone through it. What does that mean? It means coming back to a real focused liberty interest, saying to the police that you can't take my rights away. You have to respect my constitutional rights. And by the way, you have to respect everybody's constitutional rights. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's a Black Lives Matter activist, actually. And, you know, she had said to me that, you know, we really, you know, we were talking about white privilege. And she said, you know, we really need to get some of that privilege needs to be given back so it can be equitable. You know, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's actually true. The more I think about it, why can't we all have the same privilege? Because if we all have the same privilege, then they're called rights. And what we already have those. We already have those. I mean, you know, we don't need to parse out an equitable distribution of America's wealth. There's plenty of wealth in the United States of America and an unlimited number of consumers. People literally banging at our door to get in, to come into our country and spend money. Spend money. And money drives economic growth, folks. It's very, very simple. And if you believe in this economy the way that I do, and if you believe in capitalism the way that I do, then you'd support more people coming into it, not be afraid of more people coming into it, because it grows. It's bigger. It's faster. And that's how society is. Things grow through awareness. People want to come to this country because they want to be free. But we're in this country and we're not free. We have the promise of freedom. It's written down. We have the guarantee. We have the base document that declared our independence from a monarchy. But what we don't have is the ability to actually stand up and fight and enforce our rights. Randy Weaver didn't have it. His deceased wife didn't have it. David Koresh and the Branch Davidians certainly didn't have it. We need the same rights, not privileges. The fact that we have privileges in our society related to what you get from the government or how you interact with it is just racism. That's all that is. We don't need privilege in government. We need a basic fundamental guarantee of individual personal liberty. How's that look? Well, we have to decide as a society what we're going to do when someone is found, say, on the side of the street with a person that has been murdered. When the police show up and you've got two people on the side of the street and one person's dead on the ground, what do the police do? They secure the scene. They handcuff the perp and they begin an investigation. That perp is going to jail. Unless he has proof and they can verify that somebody else did it, he's going to jail. There won't be a decision about whether to indict him that night, and there won't be a decision even about when you're going to have a probable cause hearing, or you know, maybe what charges do you want? And we're just going to put charges on him, and we're going to put him in jail, and then the prosecutor's going to look at it and evaluate it. That's what happens every day. But if you show up on the side of the road and one of those guys is a cop, what happens? That cop doesn't get arrested. So here's how you do privilege, folks. We decide what we want. It doesn't have to be an either or. Maybe we want everybody who is found at a roadside murder to be given paid vacation. That's something we could just decide as a country to do. It certainly would make sense since we have decided to do that for our police. But whatever we do, we have to make the rules apply uniformly. I've got two kids. And with those kids, they're very different kids. Very different kids, very different needs. Parents understand this. But I have to have similar application of the rules. They have to have the same rights. It may be different in application. They're very different kids, but they have the same guarantee. It's the same thing. We have the same guarantee. It comes from the Constitution. Bedrock principles of liberty. Read them. They're not hard to understand. We don't need thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of case law to tell us what it means that you have to have a warrant and that you have to have probable cause to get a warrant to come into my house. You just don't need tens of thousands of pages of verbiage from different judges saying what that means. It's very clear what it means. You simply don't need judges and tens of thousands of pages to tell us that the Eighth Amendment means excessive bail. We know what it means. It says that you shouldn't have excessive bail. It's very clear. Torture, that you should be free from torture. It's very clear. The words are very clear. You have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. These are guaranteed rights. They're bargained for rights. We bargained for them. And our government, our elite government, has come to take them away. How dare they? I'm going to fight to keep my rights. Are you? Because I don't know how this is going to end. I'm optimistic. I think things are going to be okay. I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be tough, and we're going to learn a lot about ourselves. And this generation is going to be defining. But I do think America can survive. I really, really do. But the question of whether we survive or not actually rests in the hearts and minds and hands of each and every one of us. So will you join me? If you have a civil rights matter, or if you know someone who has a civil rights matter, please take down this number and tell them to call us. 855-925-2833. 855-925-2833. Maybe you got pulled over. Maybe you had a search. Maybe you feel like a government agency was picking on you. Maybe you were told you couldn't have your church services or your business was closed. Whatever it is, if your constitutional rights were infringed on, call us. We want to help you. That's what we do. That's why I do this. It's not just to talk to you every day. It's so that I can bring you a message that says, hey, if you need it, we're here for you. We fund the nation's largest civil rights law firm, focusing on prison and civil rights litigation. And that means when you call that number, you'll get to speak to someone, the attorney will follow up with you, and if the attorney thinks you have a case and you want to proceed with your case, then you can do that, and we will pay for that filing. You will not have to pay to file that case. That's what we do. But you have to call to tell us if you've got an issue so that we can get the attorneys involved. 1-855-925-2833 is the number to call. NotFreeAmerica.com. Folks, who do you want to be? Who do we want to be as a country? What do we want to be remembered for as a generation? And that's the more important question. Do we want to be the generation that finally saw the death of democracy, of a democratic republic in this country? We're on the cusp of that. But we could also be the generation that finally pierces through the hypocritical states of America and makes us a truly free country once again, which is never, because we've never been a truly free country. But we can be. And again, simple principle of individual liberty. You can find it in Amendments 1 through 10 and 14 of the United States Constitution. Read it. It's really, really simple. Folks, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow.